第1問。講義を聞き、それぞれの問いの答えとして最も適切なものを選択肢のうちから選びなさい。状況と問いが問題冊子に書かれているので読みなさい。聞き取る英語は1回流します。では、始めます。
Questions number 1A, 1B, and 1C. Innovations in agriculture. Humans have been making innovations in agriculture since they first learned to farm thousands of years ago. Each time they innovated a technology, it made it faster and more efficient to harvest crops.So more food could be grown using less land and fewer people. In the United States, 20 million people had jobs related to farming in 1870. By 2000, this number had fallen to 5 million. Formerly, farmers improved their farming techniques through simple methods. For example,They bred some plants and made new species that were stronger and more resistant to diseases. These plants were used to make healthy food without too much of an impact on the environment. Farmers started to use chemicals that kill harmful insects in order to protect crops against diseases and harmful insects.Unfortunately, scientists have discovered that such chemicals can have long-term negative effects on the environment. For example, farmers often use these chemicals when growing corn to feed cows. These chemicals keep harmful insects away, but they can also damage the soil. Another advance has come from the field of biology.The ability to create genetically modified crops, or GMOs, that yield more food has brought intense debate. The majority of GMOs are consumed by domestic animals like cows, and the methods used to grow GMOs can have a large impact on local ecosystems.More and more GMOs are consumed by humans, but it is said that the environmental impact of GMOs grown for humans is much lower. Question number 2. Let's look at the chart, which compares the impact of organic and conventional farming in terms of the volume of CO2 emissions and the land area needed in Germany. Organic farming does not modify crop DNA, nor use harmful chemicals to control pests. However, organic farming emits as much CO2 gas and needs far more land area to grow the same amount of crops.